Hey, we're back. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Yes, January 30th, as the month slowly drains out here. I know a lot of people come to the end of January and say, man, glad that's over. But end of the month means I get to talk with Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec, where they've always got stuff going on. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you in. I have not had a chance to wish you a Happy New Year yet. We haven't seen each other.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well.
And 2026 gets going. Parks and Rec, lot going on. Everything in good shape?
It is, yeah. We're plugging away, you know, through the wintertime. Now we get to a point where we get to zero, and it's a nice balmy day.
I know,
we've
isn't that crazy?
Acclimated to the below zeros. So
I went outside the other day; it was like 4 below, and I'm going, "Oh, this is so nice!"
Right.
Well, let's talk about things coming up here in February. You got a list here, so I'll just let you take it.
All right. Well, this weekend, it's a big weekend. It's not February yet, but on Saturday, the Wapton Hoop It Up Youth Basketball Tournament kicks off. This is quite a few years this has been running. The school's been running it, and us helping them out. But this year we've got 60 teams. That's the most teams that we've had in a long time. And
that's a lot of kids.
It is a lot of kids.
Wow.
A lot of families in town, so that'll be exciting. And that's boys and girls, third through eighth grade. First game's at 8 a.m., and it'll run till about 6 p.m., and that'll be at using all the Wapton Public Schools gyms.
I bet.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of kids in town. And then also this weekend on Saturday is the 5th annual Fire and Ice Youth Hockey Tournament. It's been a pond hockey tournament down at the park. We've just been struggling with keeping ice on the main hockey arena down, or not arena, but hockey.
Is that a temperature thing? Because the temperatures have gone so crazy
on the ice rink. Yeah. So we ran into a spot where maybe two or three weeks ago where we're in the 40s and we lost all our ice that we had on it. We had some ice on it and it was doing okay. We lost all of it. And then it gets to a point where it gets so cold out that it's hard to put ice on it then also. So you put layers on and they freeze to themselves, but they don't necessarily freeze to the layer below.
Okay.
So it just gets tough. You got to have, the right temperatures for outdoor rinks to get ice to go. But the crew down there has done an awesome job at getting the pond in super smooth shape.
That is such a great facility down there. And I've never driven through the park when I don't see somebody down there using it.
Yeah. Well, Saturday from 9:30 a.m. till through the afternoon, there will be lots of kids down there. I'm sure lots will be using the sledding hill and everything else. So it'll
all
be
right.
Fun to see them. Then getting into February. On the 2nd is the Groundhog Review on Facebook for Chinkapazoo at 8:30, around 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if we have winter or not.
Yeah.
Continuing. And then on February 4th is Tal Super Bowl pick. That's also going to be on Facebook at about around noon, somewhere around there.
Have a good time with that.
And that's fun, too. Tal is just, it's unbelievable how strong he is. So he might take one of those footballs and decide he wants to see what's inside of it.
Right,
and
just rip
it
apart.
Open.
Yeah, I've seen him do that
amazing.
Before.
And then February 6th, the Richland Renegade Toms benefit will be out at the Morton Community Center. That starts at 5:30 p.m., another good event, similar to the Sportsman's Club event that we have here at the community center in town. But it's a lot of fun, a lot of prizes and good food and all that. February 13th, the Circle of Nations Taco Bar fundraiser will be at the community center from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're hungry and you want to try out some different items at the taco bar, come up there and help them out with that fundraiser. February 16th, President's Day, the Park and Recreation offices will be closed. February 19th, the Wapton Breckenridge Chamber banquet will be at the community center, and that's from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. to recognize different chamber members and stuff like that in the community. February 20th, Breckenridge Education Bingo Fundraiser will be at the community center. I don't have a lot of details on that, but just keep checking back, and we'll try and get something on our Facebook page and stuff to get a little bit more information on that. February 21st, Red River Sportsman's Club Height Camp Youth Fishing Derby out at Height Camp Pond. That's from 12 to 3 p.m., another big event.
Huge,
for the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they get hundreds of kids out there ice fishing, and it's great to get them outside. Hopefully we have good weather for that.
I'll work on that.
So, yeah, there you go.
Put me in charge of that.
Hold you to that.
All right.
And then February 27th, Knights Columbus Fish Fry will be at the Community Center from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then getting to the end of February, Wapton Parks Recreation Frozen Finale Youth Basketball Tournament. So another one, and we're almost full on that one as well. So that one will be at Wapton Public Schools, and it'll be an all-day thing just like this tournament going on Saturday. So, yeah.
You've got a great staff, you and everybody, just keeping all this stuff in order.
Yep, it's been going well. Down at the park, Kurt's, you know, we have a lot of projects that we have to prepare for coming up in the spring. It just always seems like you get to the end of fall and you don't quite get everything done, so you got extra things in the spring to get done. So they've been doing a good job down there keeping everything rolling for this winter. The snow hill's in good shape and the pond is in good shape. Unfortunately, the rink isn't in great shape, but, you know, we'll get that figured out. And then some different projects, you know, with building projects and stuff like that they work on inside through the winter. Katie's been doing a great job in expanding a lot of our recreation programs, a lot of different things going on with that, and then running these tournaments. This is her first round through, so it's a big learning curve on trying to get everything right, but luckily she's got, you know, some right people in place to help her out that have done some of this stuff before. So and the rest of the staff is, you know, it's just moving along. You know, we're working on things for, you know, trying to get more funds for the zoo to you know, work things out there. You know, like I said before, the zoo is a great asset to the city.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
But, you know, you still have all the same costs through the wintertime, and that's the difficult part. You know, summertime is great. You know, everybody goes down there and has a good time, but we still need to be able to fund it through the winter. So we're working on different projects to help with that. We've got some, you know, different projects coming up in the park to improve some of the facilities that we have and things like that. So, yeah, there's always some things going on that we're happy to do because, you know, we love making amenities through the park that, you know, the people enjoy and are able to get out and use, get outside.
You're doing doing great things for the community, Brad. You and the entire staff. Good
thanks,
stuff.
I appreciate that. Even days on like this, I was going to say. So there's plenty of stuff out there.
All right. Well, listen, my friend, have a good month in February. We'll talk at the end of February. Maybe we can talk some spring things.
All right.
You know,
we'll be ready.
For the month of March. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec, thanks so much for stopping in. 947 here, the voice of the valley. AM 1450, KBMW.
Home. All my girls just keep on blowing.